Hi, I'm Steve Hansen with GridLogic. This presentation is an introduction to the OpenXML SDK 2.0. In this presentation, I'm going to provide an overview of OpenXML solution development using the OpenXML SDK version 2. Rather than focus purely on the technical details of OpenXML solution development, however, this presentation will focus more on the practical benefits of OpenXML development. In addition, I'll point out some useful tools you can take advantage of to streamline your development efforts. I'll round out the presentation by looking at some key concepts to keep in mind when developing using the SDK. So let's jump right in and start with a short review of OpenXML. First of all, let's start by answering a simple question. What is OpenXML? The short answer is that OpenXML is the name for the new file formats used by Microsoft Office. Beginning with Office 2007, Microsoft changed the default file formats of the various Office applications from binary formats to XML-based formats based on international standards. The OpenXML formats are useful for developers because they are an open standard and are based on well-known technologies, ZIP and XML. From a strategic perspective, OpenXML makes a lot of sense versus the binary Office file formats they replaced. Ultimately, it all boils down to Microsoft's customers having more choice and control of the content they create using the various Office applications. The formats are international, platform-independent standards, and so as a result, they support long-term document retention and preservation. Now, Office file formats are open and accessible, rather than being some proprietary, mysterious black box that locks up data and documents. As an example, consider the screenshots on this slide. The shot on the left shows a document in Word. The shot on the right shows the same document as represented by OpenXML, and notice that you can find the exact same text for the paragraph highlighted very easily. Strategy aside though, OpenXML offers other great benefits, including great interoperability and programmability stories. So let's dig into that a little bit more. Since OpenXML is an open specified file format, other applications and tools are free to implement support for the file formats. And this is a boon for everyone as more and more applications support the file formats on a range of devices and platforms. With interoperability comes an opportunity for organizations to realize efficiencies by streamlining how applications work with one another. Interoperability goes hand in hand with programmability, of course, and since this presentation is intended for developers, let's see what that does mean for a developer. Easily the most important implication of OpenXML for developers is that it means you can create and manipulate Office documents without using one of the Office object models. Or said another way, there's no dependency on any of the Office applications. And since the underlying technologies of OpenXML are ZIP along with XML, that means you could create platform-independent tools for working with Office documents. Want to perform document assembly on the server? No problem. Or maybe you want to do that for a mobile device instead? Not a problem. Armed minimally with a class library for opening and saving ZIP files, an XML parser, and a knowledge of the OpenXML file formats, both of these scenarios are a possibility. And note that while the table on this slide compares OpenXML development versus traditional Office development using object model manipulation, let me point out that OpenXML is not a replacement for the Office object models, as the types of scenarios you can solve by merely manipulating file content with OpenXML is limited compared to what can be accomplished using object model manipulation. For those scenarios that could be accomplished with either approach, however, the OpenXML approach offers some compelling advantages. So now let's take a quick look at a demo. The OpenXML SDK makes OpenXML solution development much easier and approachable than ever before. While manipulating documents using OpenXML is the only option for server-based documents, you can also use this technique on the client for high-performance document manipulation. For document manipulation without a dependency on the Office object models, or for more portable code that can be used on the client as well as the server. In this demonstration, I'll show you a solution that uses the OpenXML SDK to automatically generate a set of pre-populated performance reviews. To begin with, let's take a look at what this performance review looks like. This Word document is a template for a performance review for a single employee. Absent an automated process, you can imagine how much time a manager would spend pre-populating all these forms with basic information, such as the general employee stuff like name, job title, and so on, as well as looking up sales data, both from a plan perspective and from an actual perspective, and then calculating the percentage of the plan that the employee has met. So instead, I have a solution that generates individual appraisals that are pre-populated with this information. In this example, an AdventureWorks sales manager maintains plan information in an Excel workbook while they look up actual sales data from a SQL Server data warehouse. Now, before I move on, notice that I do have content controls here set up where I plan on injecting data into the document. So let me move over to the Excel workbook. This is a workbook that a sales manager would use to maintain their plan information for salespeople. So here you can see I've got a tab for each of the salespeople that report to me. Notice that there are named ranges here for various data elements that I'd like to work with. There's also a summary worksheet that summarizes all of the information. Now, in addition to performing sales planning, this workbook also contains the functionality to generate pre-populated performance appraisals. So we're going to take a look at that in Visual Studio. But before I do that, I'd like to point out one other tool that comes with the OpenXML SDK. This is a productivity tool. And what this tool allows you to do is to open XML documents and then look at the contents of the XML within the document. So looking at the Word template that I'm going to use, I can drill in to the XML that makes up this document. If I look into the document itself and then within the body, I can see paragraphs and tables. Remember that the first table contained just general employee information. So I'm going to expand that and then I'll go into the second table row. Now what this tool is really great for is if you right click on an element, you can reflect code. What that does is two things. One, it shows you the XML underneath the node. And so here, if I scroll down a little bit, I'm going to see things like employee name here. So I'm on the employee name row. And I also see a placeholder here for the content control. Now, down below, I see code that you'd have to use if you want to generate the same XML that appears up here. So this can be really helpful depending on what you're doing to either examine the XML that you need to manipulate or to show code that you might have to write to generate the same XML. So I'm going to move into the solution in Visual Studio now. So thinking back to the Excel workbook, there was a button called Process Employees. When you click on that button, there's an event handle here, button process click, that gets executed. Button process click merely loops through all of the worksheets in the workbook, and if the worksheet name is not summary, it calls process employee. In process employee, you see the first indication that OpenXML rather than the Word object model is being used. Notice that here the open method is called on a word processing document object rather than the traditional Word document object. In process employee, it calls three primary methods that perform the bulk of the work: populate employee info, populate plan element, and populate actual info. So looking at these three procedures, starting with populate employee info, notice that they all call get content control and modify content control repeatedly. So let's take a look at get content control. Get content control and modify content control text are the only two methods that really look different compared to traditional programming using the Office object models. In get content control, you can see that the content control of interest is retrieved by looping through a collection of element nodes representing content controls. If the tag matches the content control that we're looking for, then we're simply going to return that content control. Now, in Modify Content Control Text, all this really does is replace the inner text of the content control with the desired text. So let's take a look at how this works in action. Now, before I process the performance reviews, I'm just going to look at the output directory here. This is the template that's being used to generate the documents. This is also where the performance appraisals are going to be put as they get generated from the workbook. So I'm going to go ahead and click Process Performance Reviews. Then I'll just look back into my directory here. Go ahead and refresh it. I've got all of my documents there now. So this happens extremely fast, very high performance. So if I look in the output directory, I can see that I've got a review here for Linda. Okay, I'll go ahead and open that up. And now I can see that's generated with all of her information and all of her plan and actuals, and everything's been calculated, ready to go to be submitted to Linda so I can perform her review with her. So in summary, it should be apparent that performing document creation and or manipulation using the OpenXML SDK is a viable alternative on the client to traditional document manipulation using the Office object models. As you'll see in the next demo, one of the primary advantages of doing this is that you can create code that is relevant on both the client and the server, something that is not possible using object model manipulation. Now that's it for this presentation. To get started with OpenXML, be sure to check out the references listed on this slide. Mm-hmm.